Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from an undisclosed location, default route. I'm a senior citizen. I'm senior. I can get the metro rate to ride the buses in Los Angeles now. 62 years old. 60 freaking 2 years old. 8 years to retirement. 7 years and 364 days to retirement. Full retirement, Social Security Administration. Slated now to get $3,600 a month. Should I retire at age 70? Which is fully within my scope of ascension. Because I need to work. I love my job. Speaking of which, yesterday, around 7:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, when I was walking out of the building, because Wednesdays are a mandatory office day, we must be in the office on those days. The reason why I flew back from the P-Funk concert, it was on June 4th, Tuesday. Flew back Wednesday morning and went straight to work. Proud of that. I'm bragging about it. I think it's the coolest thing. I love strategizing it. I love figuring it out. I love planning it and then executing it. Making things happen with the minimalist amount of paid time off. Caught the red eye Tuesday night. Got into Kansas City Wednesday morning. Slept some on the plane. I slept some on the plane on both of them going and coming. They were short flights, but the story I'm gonna tell is I woke up. Seemed like each flight, when we were entering the region of landing, whatever they call it, we're entering the approach. Woke up 30 minutes outside of landing. Got to the hotel like at 7 a.m. They let me check in for $30. Paid that $30 easily. Continental breakfast. I ate too much. It was a generic, very generic continental breakfast. But it was sausage bagels. Those were the headliners. And cream cheese and eggs and potatoes, which were very lightly cooked. It could have been burned a little bit more. Could have been definitely cooked a little harder. But I made something out of it. Ate too much. Went to bed. Well, I wouldn't say ate too much. Well, I'll say ate too much because I ate so much that when I did finally get up, go out, get steps and do this and that. Even after all of that, I was still full for the rest of the day, so I really didn't get any Kansas City barbecue. And I was looking forward to that. I really was looking forward to the Kansas City barbecue. I really was. Ended up getting McDonald's after the show. Show was over by 11 something. I think I hit McDonald's by my hotel by the airport by 11:30, by midnight. Two cheeseburger meal, I see, large fries, large drink. Fully automated McDonald's drive-thru. I wasn't talking to a human. At least I don't think I was. We're not fully automated, but I had to pay. It was a human being, you know, that took my money and gave me my food. But slept till 4, jumped on an airplane, flew through Denver. It's kind of cool in Denver. Landed, got off the plane, walked right out to the other one. Boarding was like boom, boom. You know, walked over, walked down a couple few gates. Boom, boom. Kansas City Airport was new. It's modern, looked very modern, very sharp. Probably one of the most modern airports I've ever seen, that I remember seeing, I should say. Just really nicely done. In fact, there was an all-gender bathroom. There was an all-gender bathroom. Now, I could have just kept walking by and not, you know, I wasn't that curious about it, but I did have to go. And I said, what the heck? So basically, it's just a bunch of rooms, a bunch of stalls, not even stalls, rooms. I mean, like doors on the side of a wall, maybe a bunch of closets with toilets, I guess. But it was weird. You know, you go in, you know, and you know, I guess you don't see nothing, you know. But you got males and females in there. You don't see nothing. You know, you go in the room and, you know, you got your privacy, you shut the door. Or go in your closet. But it was strange to be out there where you wash your hands area, seeing men and women wash their hands. You know, because in your mind, you know, you've been programmed. We've been programmed it. You know, males and females, separate. For whatever reason. You know, so to see it blurred somewhat, or to see it shifted, it's going to be at least notable, if not recognizable. Recognizable, if not notable. I mean, it's the thing. I don't care how you feel about it, what you think about gender, it don't matter. It's natural. God's body, whatever. Something that we're not used to. And I still got the picture in my mind now. I'm looking up and seeing a woman washing her hands. Maybe that, you see, even that is something I'm not used to seeing. Seeing a woman, a female washing their hands. You know, men, you know, you get used to it, you're in the bathroom, you know, you see us. You know, some of us wash our hands, some of us don't, but you see that. But you don't see, I don't see a woman washing their hands like that, you know, with their luggage and that obvious travel mode. You know, look the way you look in the mirror at yourself while you're doing it. Now, I've seen women wash their hands before, but not in that setting. So I still got the picture of that in my mind for whatever reason. You just see men, women walk around, you know. They did what they had to do and keep it moving. So that was Kansas City. I was impressed with Kansas City, but then I was saying, yeah, I'm impressed with every damn city I go to at one point or another, it seems. But Kansas City was impressive. The airport got me, and Kansas City everywhere. You see the word Kansas City everywhere. And Chief stuff, oh my God. They love that football team, and I don't blame them. Shit, right now, they're the hottest thing since hot dogs. So, you know, they're really deep. You see a lot of people wearing the colors, the barbecue, hamburger places. When you get downtown, you got modern buildings, modern stuff. And you also got the legacy buildings, big brick buildings. Maybe like back from the, not the industrial age, but, you know, back from, you know, legacy vintage buildings mixed in and churches. And it was humid and nice and warm and comfortable and trees and green everywhere. Stopped at a park to get my steps in. Uber is another one. Uber and those rideshare things. That was another one that it took a while for that just to sit into me to be commonplace, to be like, hey, let's get an Uber. Yeah, I know some people who take Ubers to work. I mean, they become that economical, and they're just so, you know, matter of fact and commonplace. Then it gets to the point, I don't even get a car when I go places. I don't get a car. I just Uber. Or, you know, I used to like public transportation, because I really got into public transportation. But it's Uber now. You can't beat it. You can't beat it. Everybody want to be on Jeffrey TV. You can't beat it. So that was good. And I got, like I said, I was able to work and do what I had to do. Get off work. Made it through the day. Survived. Kept the calories. Good. You know, it wasn't too much food at work. So I did, you know, obviously eat. My weight is up some. So that's why I'm out here now. Got another 3-day weekend coming up, which means, you know, I gotta watch it. If I can just keep it down. And then next weekend, got another 3-day weekend coming up with family out here. So weekends regardless is tough, calorie wise. Because that's when my mentally, that's when I'm psychologically adjusted to allow myself to eat a lot. So I'm good. Feel good. It's birthday. I hear walking. Didn't wear my sauna suit because it's kind of sunny and warm today. It's not quite blue skies, but it's not overcast like it's been. It's been gray. Gray and like in the 60s. Gotta be in the 70s, mid 70s right now. And it's only 10 o'clock in the morning, 10:30 in the morning. So, you know, what can I say? Vegas tomorrow. Oh, another thing I realized, the difference between a hotel and a motel. Motels, I guess, deservedly get a bad rap. And maybe that's what, you know, they're for. But the difference I realized, I stayed at the Super 8. In fact, I stayed at the Super 8 in Vegas, off the strip. I know it's on the strip, but it's like on the off part of the strip where there's definitely some derelict activities go on. But it seems safe, but not completely safe. You know, there's got to be a little, there's stuff going on. You know, I've seen people nodding off and you see some stuff. And I like that. I don't mind that. But my ultimate place to stay is Fremont Street, Four Queens. But they prices then went to a couple hundred dollars a night, even on regular nights. You know, that's the spot. Four Queens is the spot. if I had to stay, Vegas would be there. I love the parking, love the way things work. You know, I got it down. Food, eating, my buffets is there. But the whole thing, you get up, you go down the elevator, two steps, you're right in the middle of everything. You're right there smack in the middle of the people and the craziness. And I like the craziness downtown LA. You know, regular people. Not even regular people, ghetto folks and country folks. People drunk and drinking, smoking, and just everybody, street performers, nudity, just, you know, decadent, more common, more guttural, as opposed to the strip. It's a little bit more fancy, sophisticated, and upscale. But I'm staying at the Super 8, and I stayed there, and what I really, really, really liked about it was that you can go right from the room, from your car, to the room. I forgot what it was like when I was doing 2-star hotels, Super 8s, and Motel 6s, being able to park your car right outside the door and walk right from the car into your room and not have to walk through a lobby, get on the elevator, and go through that whole rigmarole. Now, that is, you know, sometimes it's good. You know, sometimes it gives an effect. And sometimes, you know, it's not so bad of a commute to get out of the hotel. You can, like, get out in, like, 2 minutes. As opposed to a motel, you get out in seconds. You open the door, boom, you're outside. That's it. And that has an appeal. So I booked the hotel again. I booked the Super 8 again. CP Funk, they stayed at the Palm Desert. I was going to stay there. I was like, hey, it's your birthday. They want $200 to stay there. You know, it's probably, I don't know if it was worth it. Stay at the hotel, you know, where the band is playing at. I ain't gonna do nothing but sleep anyway. Not like I'm gonna be doing anything there that I wouldn't be doing if I was there, whatever. So I just go to my room. Might get that pizza I got last time. So what I would do is get up Saturday, or get up tomorrow. Maybe get some steps. Or I might get up and drive to Vegas, get to Vegas and get my steps in Vegas. No, because I got to put something in my stomach. Or do I? I'm going to have to put something in my stomach before I make that ride. I don't know how that'll work. It would be nice to get steps in Vegas, though. You know? That would be cool. Get up, put on these same walking clothes I'm wearing now. Drive to Vegas. Get there. Get there about noon. If I left about... Get there about noon. If they let me to check in. If they don't, I can walk. And I usually eat about noon. Yeah, let's see. If I walk here, I get up, because you can't check it till 3 anyway. And I got a seat, so I don't got to get there early. Vie for position. We'll see. Anyhow. Swinging on y'all. 2 times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all. Hypothesis of all as one. Theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey.